Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were lower today for the wheat, down about 5.25 cents in the December Chicago wheat, down to $4.96, roughly 4 cents off of the contract lows. Kansas City also shed about 4 cents today, down to 4.92 and a quarter, still off of their lows by a pretty good amount. There's ideas that maybe some freezes in other parts of the world helped that market rally yesterday. There's also the idea that with that negative news on the world ending stocks number, which was as high as 226.56 million metric tons, was extremely bearish. And on that bearish news, there was actually people wanting to get out of their short positions because they felt like that was as bearish as it could get, and that would be the low. So a few mixed feelings here. Also yesterday, the export report was fairly good. There's a few reasons why the rally. The December Chicago could not close above $5. It went as high as $5.03 in the wheat and closed below that. So that will likely become a resistance level right there for the wheat futures. And then if you look at the price of corn, December corn down 3.25 cents at 3.90, about 2 cents off their lows. Soybeans were up 5 cents today as the one strong contract throughout the day. The November beans up 5.5 at 8.89 3/4.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Yesterday's USDA crop condition and progress report showed that the corn crop is unchanged at 68% excellent, good to excellent, rather. Last year it was 74%. Beans were down 2% on the week to 61% good to excellent. That's about 11 points lower than this time last year. So part of the bean rally today was due to the fact that the deteriorating overall condition of the bean crop. Winter wheat planted is 9% completed, so that's moving along nicely. We'll probably get rolling really quickly here in the southern plains next rain we get. NOPA crush for August was just above expectations at 135.3 million bushels. The expectations were 135. That is the biggest August number since 2007. So really good strong demand for the beans as bean prices have come down. Last year this time we were just below 111 million bushels. Last month 145.2. So really that just shows really good strong demand for beans. FSA acreage number are expected to decrease some of the harvested acres for the bean crop due to some negative weather during planting season. That'll be out tomorrow morning. And then it seems like on this last little rally, especially in wheat, we're seeing quite a bit of farmer selling.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, October live cattle down 87 at 140.60. December down a dollar at 142. 17. October feeder cattle down 205 at 192.75. November down 182 at 185.65. October lean hogs up 255 at 69.37 and December up 160 at 63.85. In the grain markets, December Kansas City wheat down 3.75 at 492.5. March down 3 at 507. December Chicago wheat down 6.5 at 494.75. December corn down 3 at 390.5, March down 3 at 401.75. November soybeans up 4.75 at 889, January at 4.75 at 892.25. October cotton down 69 at 62.82, December down 3 at 62.52. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.